Well, 2022 already sucks. Ended 2021 with the passing of Betty White and started it with the passing of Bob Saget. As we discussed, we still don't know the cause of death, but we do know that he affected a lot of people's lives. Everybody checked in. I told a story about a time I got to work with him a long time ago. People shared stories online. Bunch of comedians got very, very emotional discussing what Bob Saget meant to them. And I thought about this, and maybe we'll talk about it this coming week. The phenomenon of posting photos with yourself and someone that's just died. And it's big in radio. And a lot of people I know do it. And I've never been comfortable with it. This person just died. Look at me. I was with them. And that is huge in radio. I don't feel comfortable doing it. If you so choose to, go ahead. But it does seem like when someone dies these days, people sort of try and insert themselves into the story. I don't do it. I sort of just want someone to exist on their own memory and legacy. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't think I can. But yeah, it seemed like everybody and their mother had a Bob Saget story to tell or a photo to share as we shared some Bob Saget stories as we remember the unfortunately suddenly passed comedian on Behind the Curtain. Yeah, it was kind of dropped in our lap late last night. Josh, when did you find out about the passing of Bob Saget?
Probably about, 6 o'clock. I just saw it on the internet.
After a rainy day, a Ravens game we didn't have go the way we kind of wanted to, yep. It's like, just one last little punch to the abdomen. Thanks a lot, January 9th. And I was thinking of the guy, and I meant to dig it up, and laziness overtook me, as it does. I have a memory box. I have a flood box, they call it, downstairs.
What is that?
It's a box that, it's a big metal chest that It can survive fires and floods. Once it shuts, everything inside of it is waterproof and fireproof. They're very good to have. Very good to have. Yeah. I keep, like, birth certificates, a lot of important financial stuff in there. Just anything in the event of a disaster. I guess it's made of the same stuff as the black box, whatever. It weighs a ton. But in it, I have a bunch of keepsakes. And in there is a playbill from a show, I think it was 2006, at the Strathmore Theater. Josh, you know the Strathmore. It's in Bethesda.
I've heard of that.
Stone's throw from where you grew up, MoCo's own.
Spelled with an H.
That's exactly right. Look that up. Make sure that's right. And I had a guy named Big Al Godwin, I can't remember his last name, but he was a comic around here, and he was going to open for Bob Saget, and he needed an MC, and I got to MC. I got to do 3 minutes in front of Big Al and then Bob Saget, and it was with this gorgeous theater, and it's the first time I ever worked anywhere larger than some, 20-seat coffee shop. Some guest set, on Buck a Yuck Night, $20 all you can drink barf extravaganza. I was in a theater with a mezzanine, and I got to meet Bob Saget, and he was the nicest dude in the world. The only thing, I say only thing, this isn't a criticism. The guy's a pro. He can do whatever he wants. He asked, he's like, hey, what are you talking about up there? I was like, this, that, and what? He's like, how much do you cuss? I'm like, not a lot. He's like, don't cuss at all and don't play any music. That's all I ask. I'm like, okay. And I didn't get it at first, but I didn't bring a guitar with me. I didn't play anything. And I, dropped an F-bomb here or there, but I cut those, easy enough to do. And that's when I realized why. It was the filthiest set I've ever seen. I mean, I was gasping at the side of the stage. And the guy, Big Al, that was the middle act, he was known around the area as being kind of a goofy, very clean comic, PG. So he had this fresh face, nobody befreckled zilch like me. Does anyone here have a cat? Cats are weird. And then he had a guy that was basically, a Pixar character come to life. And then he took the stage.
And then he just.
And I realized the genius of Bob Saget. It was a huge rug pull. That there were probably people in the audience that were like, ooh, Danny Tanner's coming to town. Let's go see it. Hey, the guy that used to show the home videos of somebody catching a wiffle ball to the face. Let's go see him. And then sure enough, for the first 20 minutes of the show, you get that. And then he took the stage. And I think the very first joke he had was about having sex with an animal. It was just like,
set the pace early.
Immediately, like, oh my God, did he just talk about that?
Yeah, he was such a special performer in and of the fact that, like, and this, tell me if this is an odd comparison. I think of Miley Cyrus in a way, not because of what they do, but the fact that you could sort of grow up with him like a young Hannah Montana fan who then sort of get an older taste for more colorful language or scandalous interests is suddenly into Miley Cyrus. And that's what she's bringing to the table. You could do that with Saget. You could be a kid that liked Danny Tanner, and then later in life, you could see him right. in Half-Baked. Yeah, you could see him on the roasts. God, the roasts of Comedy Central. He was a killer. Yeah, I'm going to miss him. And it was very sad, very sudden, very Chadwick Boseman to me to see him pass. Very Norm MacDonald. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
And Norm, I mean, Norm was sick with cancer, and he kept that, private and secret for years.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happened with Bob. I don't know. Bob Saget, 65, found dead. So we'll see.
Yeah. Hey, safe home, bud. Thank you for the years of entertainment.